This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Basic question, guys. It's as easy as it gets. Is this a big game? How big a game is it? Are you back in? Do you believe there's a glimmer of hope for the playoffs again? If Lima can stoke his heart to believe that there is a glimmer of hope here, most of you are much more positive people than Anthony. If Anthony can believe it, I imagine a lot of you. Now, we did get calls to the contrary when it comes to Jameis Winston yesterday. I went after a caller who went after me over Jameis Winston, over this offense, and it's always the coulda, woulda, shoulda. They should have thrown this pick. They should have thrown that pick. Okay, well, they didn't. They won 29-24. And he still moved the ball down the field. If you have a quarterback that's not afraid to throw the ball, that means he's going to throw some interceptions because he ain't afraid to throw those interceptions. They didn't catch him. I took what I could get. I don't think it was. Guys, if they would have scored, you remember the game that Johnny beat the Titans years ago and they threw two big bombs? I remember I came in here and I felt worse about it. And my co-host at the time felt worse about it. He wanted to know why. And I go, they didn't move the ball down the field. And he went, exactly. Because everything was like a test. I mean, that guy had played professional football. And so he was like, he was like proud that I got it right. I was like, they didn't move the ball down the field. They didn't conduct an offense. They beat a terrible team on two broken plays to Travis Benjamin. If they would adjust, and one was a broken coverage when it comes to Cedric Tillman, but you had to put yourself in position to do that. He threw for 334 yards. They moved the ball down the field. They scored on 4 of 6 drives in the second half. Like, they were good. They were good. And that was the difference to me with Jameis Winston as compared to the first 7 games of the season with Deshaun Watson. But now we get ready for this game. The Ravens game was a great big win, but it's Friday. We got to get ready for the Chargers coming to town. Their defense is good. They will try to make sure that you make no mistakes. They make very few mistakes. They do not throw a lot. They don't turn the ball over, really. They don't try to put the ball in the air too much. Justin Herbert's probably put the ball in the air as little as he ever has. He only has 8 touchdowns, but he only has 1 interception. I mean, they play old-style football over there. So you're going to have to drive on them. You're going to have to not make mistakes, not turn the ball over. So Jameis is going to have to be pinpoint there. And you want to find yourself in a position of classic football where you're up 2 possessions with 9 minutes left to go, and you're trying to salt this thing away. I think it becomes more of a possession game in the fourth quarter than it does, hey, we got to get some points here. We got to extend this way. I think it becomes more possessions, because I think if you get 2 possessions on them, I think they have to drive on you, and I think that they would take up so much time that you would put yourself in a more advantageous position. Now, they have Khalil Mack and Derwin James still. They got some good football players over there. I don't think this is going to be some runaway. They're a 4-3 football team. I know they took some weaponry away, but they're still good.
Yeah, nobody really scares you with their offense, just looking at it. I mean, they've got... Yeah,
J.K. Dobbins looking better.
Dobbins had the great start to the season. Since then, it really hasn't been as great. Gus Edwards has been their backup. He's like 3 yards a carry.
Yeah, it's whatever.
And then their receivers. I mean, think about the receivers you used to go up against they were big in name and big in stature when you would go up against the Chargers. We had all these close games with them over the years. It seems like the Chargers would be able to pull out in recent times. Their number one target has twice as many targets as anybody else is Ladd McConkey. He was a second-round pick, and he has been really, really good. But after that, I don't think our fans would have any idea who their guys are. They are not exactly box office names. No. But just goes to show you the type of football they play. It's not a sexy team. But it's a really interesting clash because the Browns team we saw last week obviously was a totally different team. And obviously we're keeping our eyes glued to the injury report, and you know, hopefully Betonio is going to be able to play. And then defensively, you know, I imagine not only is JOK, we already know, is out, but Denzel's probably not going to play.
Yeah.
So does that change? I mean, Chargers, they're not a team that really airs it out all that much. So maybe that mitigates what normally, if Denzel doesn't play, that mitigates what would be a big weakness.
Yeah, like, don't take this the wrong way. This can be seen as a slight. They're professionals, and it's a well-coached football team. Jim Harbaugh, for his faults, is a good football coach. And in the NFL, is a really good football coach, because now it's not under the guise of whatever college football is supposed to be anymore, whatever that definition is to most people out there. He can get a team prepared, and they will be prepared on Sunday. I don't think that they will go out there and look listless against the Browns. I'm waiting for the game where they get to go out there and some team just falls apart and then we get to smoke a cigar for the fourth quarter and everything's fine. I don't think it's going to happen against the Chargers. I think they're going to make you do all those things that I said about it. So how big of a game is this? Do you let yourself as a fan? Like, they are 2-6. That's an uphill battle. Like, I got to get to Sunday afternoon, and whether or not we make big decisions on the future of this football team, I mean, if they win this football game, they're 3-6. I'm saying hold your horses on any of these big-time trades. Like, there are guys I think you could trade, or you could make the argument to trade, and you'd still be a competitive team. I still don't know if I want to make those decisions based on future injuries, hedging the bets against future injuries. But if you lose this game and you go to 2-7, I mean, I think that that's it for a lot of people. You win it, you get to a bye week. Now, all of a sudden, you're starting to think that there's a brighter light at the end of
there's
the tunnel.
There's a roadmap.
There. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Even if it still seems like the odds makers would put you still in a deep, deep hole, it's why I'm watching the Jets game yesterday and going, man, the Jets stink. And they got three wins. So, yeah, it stinks that they won. But, you know, could I see a world where Jameis Winston has a Joe Flacco run in him?
I mean, I think it's difficult to repeat. I didn't think going into the season you could do that again, but that's really the hope that you have now. Your defense can play at a decent level. You're hoping that Jameis Winston can. And remember, after this bye week, if you can get this win, you go to 3-6. You're at New Orleans, which is a 1 o'clock game, and then the rest of it's AFC opponents. So you'll get to figure it out real quick after that moment whether or not you're able to do it. But I think that we have kind of undersold this week for a lot of fans how important this game really is, because it's not just trying to keep your head, I can't say, above water. You're trying to get back to the surface right now. You're not just trying to do that. You're trying to figure out what guys are going to stay. Like Greg Newsom, he could very well play his last game as a Cleveland Brown on Sunday. There's definitely other names out there that people would figure out of whether or not they played their last game as a Cleveland Brown on Sunday. I mean, Elijah Moore all of a sudden shows up on tape. Is Elijah Moore a trade candidate? Because I don't think that he's going to get re-signed after this year. Can you still compete without Elijah Moore after this season if Cedric Tillman
goes out
and has another nice game again?
That opens things up. That makes you feel a lot better about that. Already, by the way, I've already seen people say that it's already been an upgrade over Amari Cooper.
Well,
I mean, who would have said that before the season?
I think that's a bit of a strong commentary by some people out there. I'm not going to say that yet. But, like, do you have enough where, okay, I can make a move with Elijah Moore. I can still have Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman. Can Jamari Thrash be active and show anything? Or Jalen Darden, or who the hell do they have? James Prochet on the practice squad or someone like that. Could somebody there help you out where, okay, I can get a return for Elijah, but I can also still conduct an offense.
Here's a great thing. If you would have said that while Watson was the quarterback and he wasn't getting off that first read, you'd go, my God, no, nobody.
I wouldn't be talking about Elijah Moore. No one's going to trade for him.
Yeah. No, and nobody's going to be able to step up in the absence if you traded Elijah Moore. Like, nobody could do that. But with Jameis, if the guys can run a route in the Stefanski/Dorsey offense, they're going to be open. You know Jameis is going to put it on them. He's going to take chances to put it on him.
I don't even know the difference in the offense. The plays looked a lot similar on Sunday than they have in a lot of other places. 216-474-0092. Okay, how big a game is this? If you know how I felt all week, and we bickered about it earlier. Lila has sort of seen a little bit of a flicker of light there at the end of the tunnel. If you're feeling better about that, 216-474-0092. How big is this game for you since Lima's been able to cross the aisle on this? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.